Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian country. Post-colonial trauma has contributed to the damaging bearing on the mental health of Indigenous people. The most distressing has been the constant rise of suicide, especially among young people. Dr. Michael Yellowbird believes that social workers and educators must acknowledge their profession's role in the painful legacy of boarding schools and the mass removal of Indigenous children from their homes. Yellowbird, a citizen of the three affiliated tribes, is currently a professor and director of the Tribal Indigenous Studies Program at North Dakota State University. Yellowbird, who has a PhD in social welfare from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, believes that educators and social workers with courageous and collaborative attitudes and an interest in overturning oppressive aspects of Indigenous education can make powerful contributions. Yellowbird's research and community work has focused on Indigenous peoples' health, leadership, and cultural rights, the effects of colonization and methods of decolonization, decolonizing social work approaches, and the rights of Mother Earth. Dr. Yellowbird is one of the contributors to the documentary Mindfulness in Indian Country. The film, produced by Little Thunder Films, seeks to explore how the practice and teaching of mindfulness and meditation is becoming more prevalent within the Native American community. Yellowbird states he wants to see what happens to the brain under the duress of colonization and what happens when Indigenous folks engage in healing, traditional tribal contemplative practices to heal from colonization. The film explores how mindfulness practice translates to traditional ceremony practices within the Native community. As each nation has most often embraced their own traditional ceremonies, mindfulness practices within Indian country is distinct to each tribe. The film is currently still in production and seeking funding to complete the project. Is there a topic that you would like Anishinaabe Radio News to spotlight in a future episode? Share your ideas and suggestion on the NMU Center for Native American Studies Facebook page or email cnas@nmu.edu. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.